Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Finland President Alexander Stubb reiterate their commitment to rule-based international order with UN at its core. Two leaders discuss current evolving situation in West Asia. Prime Minister to address post-budget webinar on agriculture and rural transformation this morning. Tamil Nadu Governor R. N. Ravi appointed Bengal Governor after C.V. Ananda Bose resigns. Lieutenant General Syed Atta Hasnain named Bihar Governor. Former diplomat Taranjit Singh Sandhu appointed Delhi's new Lieutenant Governor. CBSE cancels Class 10th exam scheduled from 7th to 10th to 11th of this month in West Asian region. US announces 30-day waiver allowing India to purchase Russian oil currently stranded at sea. And in cricket, India storm into final of T20 World Cup, beating England by 7 runs in second semi-final. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Finland President Alexander Stubb have reiterated their commitment to the rule-based international order and multilateral cooperation with the UN at its core. The India-Finland joint statement following the state visit of President of Finland to India said that both leaders reaffirmed the deep and enduring friendship between India and Finland, built on a foundation of mutual respect and the values of democracy and rule of law, as well as commitment to global peace, security and international law. The leaders agreed to elevate the India-Finland relations to a strategic partnership in digitalization and sustainability based on converging interests and mutual benefits. They underlined the importance of redoubling efforts to reach the Sustainable Development Goals and the importance of global cooperation against the challenges of climate change and loss of biodiversity. The joint statement said that Prime Minister Modi and the President of Finland called upon the business community to make use of the vast opportunities unleashed by the landmark India-EU FTA. Secretary West in External Affairs Ministry Sibi George has said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Finland Alexander Stubb discussed the current evolving situation in West Asia. Replying to a query while briefing media in New Delhi, Mr. George said both leaders discussed issues of interest to both India and Finland, including West Asia situation. He said both leaders held wide-ranging discussions and covered all aspects of bilateral relationship. He said the Ukraine conflict also came up for discussion during the talks.
Finland have expressed interest to join the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative, which is welcomed by India. We also agreed to have cooperation in the Arctic-related areas. Finnish reiterated its support to India's fight against terrorism, including cross-border terrorism. The visit focused on three T's: trade, technology and talent.
Secretary West said that Finland's advanced capabilities in digital innovation align well with India's digital transformation initiatives.
The two sides have signed an MOU on migration and mobility partnership. It is expected to facilitate mobility of talent, including professionals, students, entrepreneurs, researchers, and academics. It also expected to provide enhanced access for Indian students, including internships and post-study employment opportunities.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a post-budget webinar on the theme Agriculture and Rural Transformation this morning through video conferencing. Under this theme, 8 different webinar sessions are being held covering 4 major sectors: agriculture, animal husbandry and dairying, fisheries and rural livelihoods. The post-budget webinar will focus on promoting high-value agriculture by unlocking the potential of crops such as cashew, coconut, sandalwood, agarwood, almonds, walnuts and pine nuts. It'll also deliberate on the opportunities offered by Bharat Vistar, the AI-powered digital public infrastructure for agriculture. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed new governors in different states and union territories. A report.
Governor of Himachal Pradesh, Shiv Pratap Shukla, has been appointed as the Governor of Telangana. Telangana Governor Jishnu Dev Verma has been appointed as the Governor of Maharashtra. Former Bihar Assembly Speaker Nand Kishore Yadav has been appointed as the Governor of Nagaland. Lieutenant General retired Saeed Atta Hasnain has been appointed as the Governor of Bihar. Governor of Tamil Nadu R. N. Ravi has been appointed as the Governor of West Bengal. Governor of Kerala Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar will discharge the functions of the Governor of Tamil Nadu. The President has also accepted the resignation of West Bengal Governor Dr. C. V. Anand Bose. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh Kavindra Gupta has been appointed as the Governor of Himachal Pradesh. Lieutenant Governor of Delhi Vinay Kumar Saxena has been appointed as the Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh. Former diplomat Taranjit Singh Sandhu has been appointed as the Lieutenant Governor of Delhi. The above appointments will take effect from the dates they will assume charge of their respective offices. Drishti Punyani, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Ministry of Rural Development, in collaboration with My Bharat, will launch a nationwide digital campaign titled VBG Ramji Youth Digital Campaign from today. The objective of the campaign is to ensure widespread public awareness about the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rural Employment and Livelihood Mission, Rural Act 2025. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE West Asian Region, has cancelled the Class 10th exam scheduled from 7th to 11th of this month. According to CBSE, examinations of Class 10th scheduled on 2nd, 5th and 6th of this month shall also stand cancelled. The mode of declaration of results for Class 10th candidates in the Middle East will be notified separately in due course. The examination of Class 12 scheduled on 7th of this month has been postponed. CBSE said that revised dates will be announced later. The board will review the situation tomorrow and issue appropriate directions regarding examinations scheduled from 9th March onwards. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has said that a total of 281 flights scheduled to be operated by Indian domestic carriers were cancelled yesterday, and it is closely monitoring the evolving situation in West Asia. In a social media post, the ministry informed that a dedicated passenger assistance control room, PACR, is functioning round the clock to provide real-time support to the passengers. It added that a total of 1,461 grievances have been addressed during this period through the Air Seva portal, social media platforms and dedicated helpline calls in coordination with airlines and other concerned stakeholders. Passengers requiring assistance can contact the helpline numbers 011-2460-4283 and 011-2463-2987. The conflict in West Asia has entered its seventh day today, with latest reports of new wave of strikes from Iran and joint US-Israel forces. The Israel Defense Forces IDF identified several missiles from Iran. Bahrain also said that Iran targeted a hotel and two residential buildings in the capital city of Manama, with no loss of life recorded. The United Arab Emirates, UAE, also said that its air defenses dealt with several incoming missile and drone threats from Iran. Sounds were heard in scattered areas of the country after air defense systems intercepted ballistic missiles. On the other hand, Israel killed Hezbollah commander Zayd Ali Juma in Beirut. Earlier, the Israeli Navy also struck and eliminated Hamas commander Wasim Atallah Ali in the area of Tripoli. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump called upon Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRCG, to lay down their arms. Mr. Trump said that now is the time to stand up for the Iranian people and help take back their country.
I'm once again calling on all members of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, the military and the police to lay down their arms. They're only going to be killed. And now is the time to stand up for the Iranian people and help take back your country.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Besant has announced a 30-day waiver allowing India to purchase Russian oil currently stranded at sea to ensure global energy market stability. This measure focuses on allowing the purchase of Russian oil that has been stranded at sea, ensuring that these existing supplies can reach their destination rather than being lost to the complexities of international logistics. By facilitating the movement of these specific cargoes, the US aims to provide a helpful cushion for India's energy security, acknowledging the delicate balance required to keep the global market flowing smoothly for everyone's benefit. Nepal recorded 60% voter turnout in parliamentary elections held yesterday. We have more from our correspondent.
Voting concluded peacefully in Nepal with 60% of voter turnout. Counting for the first past the post started yesterday evening and the results are expected to be out within 24 hours. According to latest updates made available by District Election Commission in Kathmandu, Ravi Lamchane's party RSP candidates are leading in different constituencies of Kathmandu. As the day rises, counting may conclude and results will be updated from various districts. Shweta Singh, Akashwani News, Kathmandu.
In Assam, an Indian Air Force IAF Sukhoi 30 MKI fighter jet crashed at Inglong Ekopi Hill in Bokajan subdivision of Karbi Anglong district during a routine training mission approximately 60 kilometers from Jorhat Air Base. The aircraft, which took off from Jorhat Air Base 47 Squadron, lost radar contact at 7:42 p.m. yesterday. And in the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India stormed into the final, defeating England by 7 runs in the second semi-final at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 254, England scored 246 for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs. Earlier put into bat, India piled up a mammoth 253 for 7 in 20 overs. Sanju Samson was adjudged player of the match. India will face New Zealand in the finals on Sunday at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Sunil. The top headline in the Asian Age reads, Iran hits Israel, US Gulf allies, while Hindustan Times leads with the headline, Israel pounds Tehran, Gulf cities under fresh Iran fire. Relief for India, as Iran says the Strait of Hormuz is shut only for the US and its allies, writes the Tribune. The Ministry of External Affairs is quoted in the Economic Times as asserting that reports on the US using Indian ports in Iran war are fake. As the US-Israel-Iran war enters its sixth day, around 12,000 Indian citizens stranded in the Gulf countries have sought government to help to return home, reports the Indian Express. In its editorial piece, titled Straight Shock, the statesman warns that the US-Israel strikes on Iran and Tehran's retaliation have injected fresh instability into the global economy through energy insecurity. With a large share of the world's oil and LNG passing through the Strait of Hormuz, even the threat of disruption has pushed up prices and rattled markets. The paper cautions that if tensions persist, the economic aftershocks could outlast the military confrontation. The Hindu carries a photograph of Union Home Minister Amit Shah along with mascots Pragati and Vikas, which he unveiled yesterday for the upcoming population census 2027. Over 60% turnout as Nepal votes in historic polls powered by Gen Z, writes the Times of India. Winter has barely ended, but a few Himachal Pradesh towns have already started experiencing heat wave with temperatures 10 to 15 degrees above normal, reports the Tribune. And finally, in a departure from typical human-wildlife conflict stories, a female rhino was killed by a tiger in Dudhwa Tiger Reserve, a rare instance of a predator taking down such a formidable prey, reports Hindustan Times. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Finland President Alexander Stubb reiterate their commitment to rule-based international order with UN at its core. Two leaders discuss current evolving situation in West Asia. Prime Minister to address post-budget webinar on agriculture and rural transformation this morning. Tamil Nadu Governor R. N. Ravi appointed Bengal Governor after C.V. Ananda Bose resigns. Lieutenant General Sayyed Atta Hasnan named Bihar Governor. Former diplomat Taranjit Singh Sandhu appointed Delhi's new Lieutenant Governor. CBSE cancels class 10th exam scheduled from 7th to 11th of this month in West Asian region. US announces 30-day waiver allowing India to purchase Russian oil currently stranded at sea. And in cricket, India storm into final of T20 World Cup, beating England by 7 runs in second semi-final. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.